the Saturday Light Brigade. Now, you're in for, I think, a treat, whether you're outside of our window glass right now, as I see somebody that just sat down, little redhead, who, two maybe? One, two, two. She's 2 years old. Hi, nice to see you. We have with us today a great group of people. It's a dectet. It's a dectet plus 2, 5, 10. A dectet plus there's one, so you're one short of a dodecatet. But they are the Steel City Harmonizers, and I think they'll be their own introduction as you listen. Here they are, the Steel City Harmonizers. Steel City Harmonizers at the Saturday Light Brigade. And let me turn to the man we haven't even had a chance to meet. We've been so busy this morning getting everything all together. And you're Roger, right? Are you Roger?
No, I'm Harrison.
I'm sorry. This is Harrison. Harrison King
Is
who you are. And
Larry Berger.
Yeah, there's Harrison, because there's three of you, it says right here. And you were conducting there. Tell me about this group, how you were founded and came together, and just its membership in general. I know there's more than 10 of you.
That's true. We're part of a chorus that sings this kind of music at any available opportunities. There's a soft spot in our hearts for this type of four-part harmony known as barbershop. And here in the Pittsburgh area, there are choruses in the North Hills, at the South Hills, in Beaver. And our chorus happens to meet in Forest Hills. And on a Monday night when we have our rehearsals, we typically have about 20 people. This is just a sampling of our group so that we could fit into the studio here. Our group, our chapter has been in existence for about 17 years, we're all part of a larger society of barbershop harmony singers.
And it changed its name. I liked it being the Society for the Preservation of Barbershop Quartet Music in America because I was proud that I knew that.
Yes.
I'm sorry. The Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet in America. Yeah. Spebsqua. I think it's now Barbershop Harmony.
It's just the Barbershop Harmony Society now.
It would be hard to put that all in a web search, the original one. So it's probably...
The society's name comes from the presidency era of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. FDR had an affinity for all things acronym.
Yeah.
So the founders of our Barbershop Harmony Society decided that they would pick the most ostentatious sequence of letters that they could and turn it into the singing society that we all love.
Yeah, and it really, I mean, on albums, you may not be aware of this, but Steel City Harmonizers, I would imagine, are. There's competitive barbershop quartet singing, and the society has put out phonograph records that are still available. I'm sure there are CDs available now. Mm-hmm. There's the showmanship that occurs as well as harmony. And I know on some of those old phonograph albums, I can remember there was a lot of playfulness with the acronym there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an awful lot of fun. You talked about competitions. Pittsburgh actually is going to be hosting the 2015 International Barbershop Quartet and Chorus Competition. It's a great big convention that's expected to come here to Pittsburgh.
The G20, One Young World, and now all the barbershoppers.
we actually have a member of the planning committee for the 2015 International among us. Gosh, I look around the room. Not only do I see teal shirts, but I see board members of our chapter. But I know that both Bob on one end and Roger, who you mentioned earlier, are both involved. Roger, do you want to chime in about the 2015 International?
Certainly. It's going to be rather large. We'll probably have about 10,000 members that show up, plus their wives, et cetera. So it's going to be a big show for us. We will have take over the various venues, one of which will be for the World Harmony Jamboree, which is where mostly we have an opportunity for outside people, the Pittsburghers, to come and listen to some singing from members from all over the world, New Zealand through Scandinavia. These people will be here as quartets and choruses to perform on the competition stage, and also, then we'll be able to perform a night show for the World Harmony Jamboree.
Oh, that sounds... we should learn some Fred Rogers songs for that event to welcome people here. You might already know some, but that would be fun. That's the voice of Roger McQuaid, who does public relations, and being on the planning committee for that has got to be huge.
Well, it's not only I. It's husbands and wives sometimes. In this case, Jen and I will be the house managers for the... venue for all the competitions.
And there are women's harmonizing groups as well under the Sweet Adelines banner. And I saw somebody with the Sweet Adelines t-shirt on earlier. Will they be coming to this convention as well?
As wives, probably. There'll be several from the other, there are two organizations for women, the Harmony Incorporated, small, less than 10,000 women, and Sweet Adelines, which has about 25,000, and some of those people will be here too.
And some of them probably as wives. I imagine this is a very much a couple's activity for some people.
Sure.
Okay, well, we should get to more music. I want to be sure we hear some more. You'll get to know the Steel City Harmonizers more as the hour goes on. And I see Harrison King getting everybody ready, and you'll know the name of the next song, I'll bet.
Always with a love that's true. just a year, but always not a day or years, always.
What a pretty song that is. What's next?
Up next, we have a song from the Beatles. Our chorus put together a pretty impressive Beatles-themed show last fall at Trinity Christian School in Forest Hills. That's where we have our rehearsals and our annual show. This is a fun one, we hope that folks young and old enjoy this one.
The Steel City Harmonizers at the Saturday Light Brigade. Happy birthday, Jerry, by the way, and thanks for your kind note.
In the town, in the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea.
City Harmonizers at the Saturday Light Brigade. Well done, gentlemen. Who did the arrangement for that?
Actually, I did. I put that together so that we could sing it. Part of being a barbershop group is that we're all singing a cappella, which means that there are no instruments. So everything gets arranged for just the four voices of the barbershop sound. We have basses who sing the part way down low. The tenors sing the part way up high. We have our lead singers, which are kind of a low tenor range. And then there's the legendary fourth part of barbershop that's called baritone. That's my chosen voice part. And I took the song and arranged it so that we could sing it in those four characteristic parts that make barbershops sound unique.
So, who knows the B-sharps from Malcolm in the Middle? Do all barbershoppers know that scene? Maybe not. I think it was the B-sharps.
I remember the B-sharps being on The Simpsons.
Oh, maybe that's The Simpsons. But Malcolm in the Middle, if you remember that show, had a barbershop quartet. And, we need to find this for you. Because the main, I should be better prepared. The lead, whose name is on the tip of my tongue, but they do a choreographed barbershop number, dancing and singing, and he's really a very good actor. Well, three quarters of the group quits and goes on strike on the night of the performance. So he goes up alone because he believes the show must go on.
Oh,
and
dear.
All of you understand quite well, I think, what only one non-lead of a barbershop quartet would sound like. And he also does the dance moves, which are very interactive with the other three members.
But
and
you didn't see us doing our dance moves?
I'll need to try to find that for you, but it's hysterical. And it's one of the best examples I've ever seen of explaining how amazing it is that all of these puzzle pieces fit together. Mm. I mean, part of it, of course, is music, but part of it is also the way it's arranged, mm-hmm. the way it comes together. Now, you have a quartet here.
We do.
Can you bring them out?
Sure, absolutely. I'd like to introduce to you, you already know me, I'd like to introduce our lead singer, Buzz Miller, our bass singer, Jim Thompson.
Good morning.
Our tenor, Roger McQuaid, and we are Tones of Fun.
Tones of Fun. I don't think they're a ton, so I'm glad they're a tone.
Last night alone on our way home, you turned and said to me, I love you so, and I want to know. What do you think about me? Sweet and lovely, that's what you are to me. Sugar and spice and everything nice. You're all a girl should be.
It's nice. Let me talk to the lead for a minute, if I can. You have everybody here has a great voice, but boy, did your voice really shine on that song. What's your name, sir?
Buzz.
Oh, Buzz Miller. Yeah. Okay, I remember the Miller, but not the Buzz. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? How did you come by barbershop singing?
Well, I didn't sing barbershop for most of my life, but I guess in the mid-90s, I was singing in a church choir, and I was singing bass part, and the guy next to me just asked me one night during rehearsal, he said, hey, do you like barbershop music? And I could remember it from my childhood and everything, so I said, yeah. He said, well, I sing in a barbershop chorus. Do you want to come with me some night? So I went with him and got hooked.
Yeah, that's
and have been singing it ever since. I had about a year break where I didn't sing it, but I've been singing it ever since about 15
years. That's great. Are you from the east suburbs as well?
No, I'm not. I actually grew up in Belle Vernon, Pennsylvania.
Ah.
And then I went away to college and wound up in the Army and a job in Eastern Pennsylvania, et cetera. So I didn't come back in this area until I retired a few years ago.
What did you do?
Well, in the Army, I flew helicopters, and then I wound up with a job working for the helicopter division of Boeing.
Ah, yes. Okay. Well, you sounded great on that song.
Thank you.
Buzz Miller. Can the quartet do another song or two? It'd be great to hear. We're turning back to Roger now. Or not Roger, I'm sorry. Harrison.
Yeah.
Roger Harrison. Harrison Roger.
It's good. We'll have to use that as my stage name now. The Quartet Tones of Fun is fortunate to be involved in a fundraiser that's happening tonight at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church in Oakland.
At Forbes and Craig.
And their whole fundraiser is themed on The Music Man, the great Broadway show, which features a slick salesman who turns the argumentative school board of the little town in Iowa into a barbershop quartet. He does so mainly as a distraction measure, but it works out pretty well for us in that I've been in the Music Man community theater productions a couple times. Our bass, Jim, has done it once. This is a song that's from that show.
If you're just joining us, the Steel City Harmonizers here today. This is Tones of Fun, one of their quartets.
Yes, I have a testimonial from Lida Rose Quackenbush. You'll never forget the name. It's just like the old song. Lida Rose, I'm home again, Rose.
To get the sun back in my sky. Lida Rose, I'm home again, Rose. About a thousand kisses shy. Ding dong ding, I can hear the chapel bells chime. Ding dong ding, at the least suggestion the question. Lida Rose, I'm home again, Rose, without a sweetheart to my name. Lida Rose, now everyone knows that I am hoping you're the same. So
was just beautifully done. A lot of applause out there. So that's tonight at St. Nicholas's Church. So you can see these folks tonight in their teal. Did Tones of Fun wear the same teal outfits or uniforms? The Sweet Adelines have outfits. You guys have uniforms.
Tones of Fun typically performs in Argyle sweaters.
Ah.
We're thinking of becoming the Sweaterman.
The Sweaterman. I like it. I like it.
Like the Letterman, just with one more person and more wool.
A lot more sweat.
So let's identify. We know that Harrison and Buzz are two quarters of the quartet, and Roger is one. And we didn't get a chance to talk to Jim. Jim, awesome. How long have you been doing this kind of work?
Well, if you ask the society, only 3 years. But I actually started when I was in my teens, singing with a barbershop chorus in the greater Philadelphia area.
Jim has a great last name because it looks like novelty, right?
No, that's...
Oh, that's Joe. Sorry, Joe.
Or Joe's Jim. A novel guy.
Jim has a good last name, too. It's Jim Thompson. I have more notes from these guys than I know what to do with, but it's Jim Thompson.
Throw them away and let's just talk.
That's kind of what I've been, that's what I've been doing until now. So you started when you were a teen.
Yes.
Was it the Music Man that got you started?
No, actually, I just had always wanted to sing barbershop, and back before the internet, you couldn't actually just search for Spebsqua. And so I finally had to find a friend of my older brother's father who sang in the local barbershop chorus.
And this
got
was,
him to take me there.
And this was where?
This was in Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Ah, and how did you come to Pittsburgh?
I came to Pittsburgh for a job about 4 years ago.
Is that right?
Yes.
So you're relatively new. May I ask what you do?
I teach at Carnegie Mellon in the civil engineering department.
Excellent. That's one of my favorite places.
I enjoy it, too.
Yes. Dr. Luthy, still there?
Pardon me?
Dr. Luthy is probably still there. No, maybe. You know, he may
have
retired.
No,
what's your area in Civi?
In Civi, I'm structural engineer.
Structural. Okay. He was water treatment and that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. That's the wet side. I'm on the dry side.
Just like the sense of humor.
Yes, very much. Soylent Green for you.
Yes.
But that's... Something else. Now, as long as I mentioned Mr. Novelli here, Joe Novelli, Novelli. I saw the name Novelli, and it looked like novelty. And
I get Novelli a lot, but it's Novelli.
Novelli, and how people can have a quartet perform at an event. They can join if you would like to sing. There's lots of ways to interact, right? What's the best way to get in touch with you guys?
To get in touch with us, to find us, we are on Facebook. We are on a site called meetup.com, meetup.com. We have our own website.
That almost sounds like if you want to date a barbershop quartet. It's probably okay.
We have the Barbershop Harmony Society has a large website. Plus our district, we are in what they call the Johnny Appleseed District. The society in North America is split up into about 16 different districts. So the district has their own website also. So there's a lot of ways to find us.
And I think I saw you at the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Summer Reading Extravaganza last year, as I emceed that. And I remember there was a father and son combination at that show. Is the father here? I know the son is not.
The father here.
I thought that was you.
That's David.
David, where's your son this morning?
Actually, he's in a show for Guys and Dolls at his high school, and they have their dress rehearsal today.
All right.
From 7 in the morning till 7 at night, so he couldn't make it.
We'll give him a pass on that.
Yeah.
But how is it, I assume?
Well, actually, he's the one that got me into barbershop. He was 14 years old, and he visited, he went to the international competition, which happened to be in Philadelphia that year. And his two of his cousins were actually in the performance, in one of the competitions, and they actually won. But he just fell in love with the music. Joe Novelli happened to be there also and took him around and showed him the back rooms and where all the singing was going on.
Joe, do you keep contracts like in your back pocket to sign up these young men when you...
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
So he came back from that, and he came up to me after he came back from that convention. I didn't get to go. And tugged on my shirt sleeve and said, Dad, we got to do this. We got to do this. And he's my third teenager. And I'll tell you, no teenager has ever come up to me and said, Dad, we have to do this. And so I said, I've got to do this. And so I've been singing Joe brought us both into the chapter, and we've been singing ever since.
That's great. Now, is this your son's senior year?
It's his junior year, actually. Yeah. He's got another year to go.
And he probably is still the youngest member, I'm guessing,
a lot.
But yeah, so he brings the average age down like by maybe a year. This is a good time to mention. I mean, there are many younger folks who love to sing and who it's not true. A lot of people have the misperception that younger people in their teens might not enjoy this kind of music. It's not true. People like, there's a reason this kind of music is endured, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's really transcended generations. What might stop people from getting involved is not recognizing that you all would welcome younger people.
Oh, for sure. And Danny himself, my son got so excited about this. He actually started a quartet at his high school. And they go around and sing at the high school, have great fun. The other students love it. It's very contagious.
And the high school, again, is?
Fox Chapel.
Fox Chapel. Excellent. By the way, speaking of high school, Jackie Schiller in Bethel Park says hello, and she's listening. She went off to college, but she's able to listen this morning. Bryan Cranston is the actor's name I was trying to think of. I know you guys weren't wondering, but believe me, somebody was. He's the answer. And I can't find the clip, but apparently he loves Barbershop because he performed in front of a Barbershop quartet on Saturday Night Live recently. So he must be a connection there. Maybe he's even a Spetsqua member. Spetsqua is still in the nomenclature, right? No one's going to let that go.
Some of the old-timers will always use Spetsqua, yes.
So we probably, I think we have time for, if you'd like to do maybe three more songs as a whole group, or if you want to do another quartet song in addition, it's up to you. I know it's early in the morning to sing. What would you like to do next?
Well, it's never too early in the morning if you're a bass singer. The bass voice loves being early. We drew inspiration for a lot of our recent repertoire by having a show which was all Beatles themed. We're going to show off another number from that Beatles themed show. Redundancy.
That and saying the same thing twice.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Do, 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 do. Somewhere in her smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows.
A very very nice arrangement of that song, and really another way to listen to that song. The Steel City Harmonizers. Now, we mentioned tonight for Tones of Fun, where will you next be performing as an ensemble? Do you know offhand why indeed you do?
Well, funny you should ask. I just handed Larry our flyer our show that's coming
up
March 23rd. Yeah, the ink's still a little wet on that poster. No, I'm just kidding. This is our dinner show that we're hosting on March 23rd in nearby East McKeesport at St. Robert and Bellarmine Church Hall. And we're going to have, it'll be a dinner and it'll be a show with our quartets. We have a Dynasty as a Sweet Adeline's quartet as our special guest. And you'll see the whole complement of the Steel City Harmonizers.
Oh, this looks like a great opportunity. The seating is limited because when you have a dinner show, it's not like a concert setting. And you can phone 888-796-3008, 888-796-3008. And it should be fun because you'll get to see a female quartet, a male quartet, and then these guys, the Steel City Harmonizers, who aren't pictured here, are actually in dinner jackets. And gosh. You guys look very spiffy. I mean, you look spiffy now,
yes,
too. But, I mean, the wardrobe requirements for a barbershop have got to be, they're elaborate.
So we put on two shows a year. We do Singing Valentines, which we just finished up last month. We have quartets roaming around the Pittsburgh area, and for a small fee, you get a quartet showing up at wherever. We sing at offices, homes, and wherever you want us, we will show up. We'll sing a couple songs.
Have you done a wedding proposal? Anybody a marriage proposal for somebody?
Maybe not yet. I don't know.
That's a high risk. You've done one?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, a couple years back, I was in a quartet in eastern Pennsylvania, and I don't know if you've heard of Longwood Gardens. It's a
yes.
Cute, yeah. Okay. Well, we were singing there on New Year's Eve, and we were doing what they call strolling, going around the crowd, stopping to sing a song or so. And we sang the song When I Fall in Love. And it so happened that a gentleman got down on his knee and proposed. Right?
That's a high-risk proposition.
Yeah, that sure is. But he apparently was successful.
Well, I think we got time for two more, if you've got it in you.
We do.
Nice song. I did want to talk to Steve. There you are. Of all the notes and of everything that Roger was kind enough to send me in this treatise, this treatise here that I'm going to turn over to Jim Thompson as my thesis. I'm going to go to, it's Porter Hall probably where his office is. And
yes.
I'm just teasing. I appreciate the notes. But I understand you're the newest member.
I am.
And I'm curious how that came about. And also, I mean, these seem like a nice bunch of guys, but it's also quite clear that it's kind of like joining a family that's been around each other for a long, long time, fitting in and getting, I mean, it's more than just, okay, got the teal shirt. I'm ready to go. So tell me a little bit about first of all, how did you get attracted to this kind of music, assuming that you are? You must be.
I guess I am, because I paid my dues, and I'm now a card-carrying member. You know? Actually, Dave Crackhart introduced me to it for about a year, I think. He kept inviting me.
He ran out of children, yeah. And
yes.
He got, yeah.
started looking outside the family, and I was closest. So he invited me. I finally came to rehearsal maybe last September, and I have to say I felt welcomed immediately by the group, and the question they asked me most often was, "Are you having fun?" From the first night on, it was that.
Had you ever performed before?
Most recently, and a few years ago, I took some Calliope courses, bluegrass harmony, and we did a coffee shop or two then.
Oh, that's great! What group did you play with?
The class was called Bluegrass Harmony.
Who taught it? Do you remember?
The name.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
Good, good. He knows who he is.
Yeah, I know most. I know most of those folks. So.
So that was fun, and then nothing until Dave introduced me to this group.
Well, that's
it's been a fun outlet to make some really nice sounds.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Calliope and bluegrass, because people also, I think, have the mistaken impression that people stick with only one musical genre. They all think, well, I'm very wide-minded and know lots of things, but nobody else does. Some people feel that way. And so here you are as somebody who's enthusiastic about barbershop. But
singing is singing.
Yeah, and presumably bluegrass. And I'm sure each of you has other, not only musical interests, but interests. I think people are often more diverse in their tastes than folks feel. So than many folks feel. It's been great to have you here. Is there anything else we should have mentioned before your last song that we didn't mention?
Well, we talked a little bit about the age of our group. We do have Danny, our high school. We have a couple college-age members. They're not here today. But we have some younger guys that they're just joining now. So we're out there. We also started a high school program at Penn Hills High School, where we have a couple of our members going into the high school, getting young men involved, and that's one of our ways of doing outreach into the community.
That's great. You had something to mention too, Bob.
How much time do I have?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was a former teacher, so that's why I'm asking.
Oh. Yeah.
we tend to be a little wordy.
This is Bob Parker.
Yes. We have a show in the fall, and it's going to be called, How the West Was Sung.
Ah.
Right? And it's going to be a Trinity Christian school in Forest Hills, and we're going to be doing a lot of old Western songs. So I took the liberty of looking up on the Internet the top 100 Western songs, and we're going to do all 100 of them. Starting with just kidding. Ghost Riders in the Sky, Cool Water, Streets of Laredo, just to mention a few, and we're gonna do. It's gonna be a great show.
Yeah, Red River Valley would be good. That's coming up November 2nd.
November 2nd.
Excellent, and that will be at Trinity Christian Church or school.
Christian school in Forest Hills.
Very good, and. I did want to mention, if you've been enjoying this and like this form of music, to not only consider contacting Steel City Harmonizers, we've linked to their website. Dick Van Dyke is doing a lot of work to support barbershop among young people, too. There's time.
Yeah, he sings actively in a group called Dick Van Dyke and the Vantastics.
Yeah, and he's very active in that group and is working with people probably a quarter of his age as he does it. It's terrific.
And I was going to say that just lately I've noticed Jimmy Fallon has formed a barbershop quartet with some of his own crew there. And,
wow.
You know, it's kind That's of great. Amazing.
Well, we're going to have one more number from the Steel City Harmonizers. And thank you all for being here.
Pass me by one summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore.
Now, baby,
I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before, I said hello, Mary Lou. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart. Saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away. Thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight. That's all I need to see for me to stay.
Thank you, Steel City Harmonizers. Thank you. And look for their next show called All You Need Is Love. That's coming up on March 23rd at St. Robert Bellarmine Church Hall in East McKeesport, 1-888-796-3008. And tonight at St. Nicholas Church in Oakland, benefit featuring Tones of Fun. Thanks to all of our guests today, including Jonathan Drew and Zoe Beckes, also our students joining us for the Fairchild Challenge, Jack and Claire and Emma and Katie. It was nice to have you here. Dan Kamen and Mike Lengevich. Look for them with the Classical Clown at the Katz Performing Arts Center, Jewish Community Center in Squirrel Hill, 1 week from today, the 16th and 17th. Kristen Rama from the Allegheny County Library Association, Rob Zellers from Pittsburgh Public Theater, and Kathleen Pachula from Gildas Club. Look for us tomorrow at the Empty Bowls Dinner and next week here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.